Hey everybody, it's Chaz. Tonight I've got a little something special for you. I'm sitting back looking at a story that I wrote a while back, and it seems very appropriate for a writing blog. Actually, I performed it for the open mic at the Can Write conference back in June, so it's time to share it with you guys. Stay-at-home dad, 40. Broke. This is not the future I failed to plan. The future I thought would somehow take care of itself is not taking care of itself. Squeegee kids aren't broke like me. They aren't still paying for a shirt they bought last Christmas. Credit card debt is kicking my ass. Worse, Dad knows. My father learned his financial skills counting pennies into a mason jar every night. He says in the Depression, he learned how to live for a month off a greased rag. He now gambles his ample retirement fund with various Vegas casinos and heart bypass specialists. Dad owned three clothing stores in dusty Okanagan towns. Early each morning, he went off to work freshly shaved and optimistic. Each night, he shambled home miserable, but resolved that tomorrow would be better. The tomorrow he was thinking about was the long tomorrow. That arthritic future in which he'd be a rich widower walking a Floridian beach. Retirement is not in my future. I have dreams of being a writer, the same mirage I saw on the distant horizon when I was 8 years old. In moments of clarity, I compose eagerly. Then I turn on the TV, and a quick break becomes another hour that slides away. I am not a best-selling author whose book is soon to be a major motion picture. I'm not even a grown-up yet. I'm smack in the middle of middle age on the brink of last chances and halfway between those early promises and the sum of me. Dad invites us to Miami. I make excuses why I can't load the whole family into a jet so he can see his grandsons. Then I slip that I can't come because of credit card bills. I say too damn much. My debt gnawed at my father through the night, so he called me back at 7 the next morning. Why don't I have call display on the phone by the bed? Time you got up, boy. I suppose Cecilia was at work an hour ago. Dad's not big on preambles. I don't tell him that I was up until 3 writing. That would just be another admission to bring up at Christmas. Is that book done yet? How much will you be paid? How much, boy? That doesn't sound like much. Pass the cranberries. Merry fucking Christmas. I consider telling him the kids are painting each other with Elmer's glue again and hanging up quick. Instead, I listen because he's talking about giving me money. His generous offer is an interest-free loan to kill my debt. I won't have to pay Visa any more interest at 30%. I'll owe him instead. Again, if my boys want the latest robot dinosaur, and of course they will my card be maxed out this time? Will my kids remember me as the guy who always said no, who can, we can't afford that? There's the soul of Shane's pain. Each New Year's Eve, Cecilia and I say this will be the year we get some breathing room. We'll save money somehow. We'll win the lottery, or I'll sell my novel, or something. What's likely to change since we aren't doing anything different? This is a secret we both know, but like a magic curse, never dare say aloud for fear it will be made true in the speaking. I call my father back. How much do you owe exactly? Dad's asking. $10,000. There's a short silence in which my organs are skinned with rusty carrot scrapers. 10,000 is actually only half of it, but that's the most help from him I can bear to take. Okay, but promise you'll cut up your credit cards? You really need to cut those fuckers up, you know. The next startled pause is mine. From the bed, I stare up at the ceiling's brown spreading stain. How much will new eavesdrops cost? Do roofers even take credit cards? Can you stop sucking off that poison tit, Dad says? Yes, I say. I could try to explain to him what my real life is like. That's definitely what I should do. But he will never understand why I will never cut off my credit cards. I've got to have that safety net for emergencies, even if it hangs me. Dad? Yeah? Thanks. I hang up the phone. My wife won't be back for a while. The kids are watching SpongeBob. I could steal a nap. Instead, I sit down. I dream big. I write. And guys, that story was called The Sum of Me, and it was by Robert Jazz Chute. Have a great day. Have a little fiction in your life today.